This sounded too much like what is going on in the world today. Could history be repeating itself? After this destruction occurred, he said the Kalu began to wander, thus not everyone was destroyed. No. But those who were left were hopefully very much wiser. Because they had gained knowledge, they were allowed to keep the learning, and the ability to do this, provided that they would not utilize it again to destroy themselves and others along with them. It was forbidden. The knowledge is preserved in hopes that someday it will be able to be used safely. How do these people escape? I do not know. The story is unclear. There was knowledge that it would happen. They were sent out before the destruction began. Moses and Ezekiel 171 D. Away from where the destruction began. Do you think anyone will ever find any of these flying machines? It is possible. Metal lasts for a long time. There are bound to be some of them somewhere. Do you think anyone will ever find any of their cities? I do not know. There is no specific place that we are told of this is, where that they are from. So asking about the Bible story of Ezekiel produced a bonus I had not been prepared for. Chapter 16 Creation, Catastrophe and the Kalu. The creation. When he was telling me the story of Adam and Eve, he mentioned the story of the creation of the world. I decided to pursue it. The formation, yes. It is not from the Torah, ties from before. It is said that in the beginning there was just dark. All was dark and the air was a void. And God seeing this, he decided that there must be something done to fill this void. There was nothing there, it was empty. And God said that there must be something there, for this is empty and I am empty. Therefore it was out of himself that all of this came, for when it was decided, there was instantly something there, the masses. It was as great clouds that were forming and coming together so that they were brought into essence. And this went on for a while. The forming of these things, what would later be, yes, the stars and the planets. It was part of God. There were definite bodies being formed, off planets and stars and different things. And this was found to be good. But again there was an emptiness, a feeling of not being whole. So then he decided to place beings upon this. And there were much decisions to be made about what they would look like. Many trees and changes, and finally he settled upon the animals that he wished to be there. Did anyone help him make any decisions, or did he do it all by himself? There were the others. The Elori, the whole, everyone. I'm not putting this across very well. It is not Elori, it is Elohim, the Elol. In essence, everything, everyone together. I've always thought of Yahweh as being an individual. Interrupted, Yahweh is. He is ours. He is to us as the others are to others. He is the individual that is interested and concerned with us. There are other gods, as you would call them. Other beings that helped and worked with Yahweh. They are total, they are together. They are a part of a whole. As one, but spirit. They each, creation, catastrophe and the Kalu have their concerns. But when it comes to things they must do together, they do it as one. When they are together there is a wholeness, a completeness that is there. Upon occasion they are allowed to work together. But once the decisions were made as far as which divides which area, they kept more to themselves than they did before. The concept of one God over all dies hard. Sudi said that Yahweh was part of the Elohim but was not over them. They did not need anyone over them, they are. Each one had their own area, so to speak, but they also worked collectively together if need be. Is Yahweh concerned primarily with our planet or our solar system, or just our people? All. A galaxy. This difficult concept he was trying to convey was still confused to me, so I switched and asked about the decisions that were made concerning what to put on the planets. There were many things that have been changed. Many things were placed there and decided that it was not whole. It was not complete, and changes were made. Therefore they were no more. They had to see which would fit and be the whole and be complete there. It sounded like experimenting. They tried different ways and if they did not work out they were destroyed. Earth were changed, yes. Some of them were off-right ideas, but not perfect. Therefore, they were changed and made different. And when once that he found that these were good, there was much desire of his children to find out what experience would be here. D. What do you mean, his children? S. He had difficulty finding the words to explain. The angels, pronounced angels, the spirits that were formed at the moment when, C. At the moment when there was nothing and then there was, there were parts of them that had been formed and were smaller beings of light and essences. This was formed at that moment. As though when everything was created out of the void, there was such a tremendous burst of energy that little sparks flew off, Jesus and the essence, and these little sparks became the individual souls, or, as he called them, angels. In that respect we were all created at the same time. S. And these were some that were curious and decided they would see what it was like to live in this existence. The earth was not barren, there was life and things. The trees had been created and the water and the lands had settled, and we could go on forever with what had been done in this time of before they ever stepped. Everything was in an age of let's see what we can create and how beautiful we can make it. And it just continued on for a long time. Apparently this occurred after the earth had been developed and life was established. The animal kingdom was already well formed and primitive humans were existent when the spirits became curious to try this new experience. S. There were beings on earth. These were what the souls once entered their existence into. To bodies similar to these when it was done, when it was finally set, that this was how it would be. First a few at a time came, the venturous and the curious. Then there were more. Soon the earth was greatly crowded, and these were some of times when great evil was here. For the existence in these bodies had warped them, so that they were not perfect any longer, and had problems and vices and things. D. Well, when the Elohim were putting these spirits on earth, did they allow them? S. He interrupted emphatically, the spirits were not put. They were allowed to experience this. It was their choice. It was never a force. Things were very beautiful for a while, as long as they were not earthbound. For a great long time they were able at will to leave the body, so they kept it from being warped. When they were allowed to leave the body was left to breathe and to continue on existence, usually with a shape-like form. And when they communed with the other spirits who had not had these experiences of earthly existence, they saw what they were and how beautiful that was and became once more this, the beauty and the things. It was when they lost this communication and this ability to communicate with the others, to know what they really were, that they became changed. It was when they lost this ability that they started changing and growing misshapen. Creation, Catastrophe and Kalu 175 D. If the body is misshapen, is this a negative force that this body has to deal with? S. No, no. It does not have to do with this. Some people who are misshapen are very beautiful. Perhaps wish to better themselves because they are handicapped. Perhaps they cannot use an arm and they must compensate and be greater for it. And the people who are greater for it are much more beautiful and more toward the perfect than those who just sit and say, oh, I have this arm. Oh, help me, help me. Do you understand? D. Yes, they are having to work harder but they are growing because of it. S. Growing so much more, yes, if accomplish this. We understood now, he did not mean a misshapen physical body, but a misshapen or warped spirit. D. Did people live longer in those days? S. How not? Because every time that you left your body it recharged and more energy was able to be entered into it, therefore they only left the body when it was their choice. Died? D. This leaving the body, does this resemble our periods of sleep? S. Somewhat. These are people, when they sleep they are able to do these things. There are some who still do it at will. This is a great, great ability. It is not exactly the same. It is different. There must be more control. This sounded similar to out-of-the-body experiences. In those early days this rejuvenated the body and thus the body lived much longer than ours today. D. Whenever Yahweh and the Elohim were creating, did they put life on just one planet, ours? S. He interrupted indignantly, no. There are many in his area, it is said. They put life in different ways, yes. It is said that at one time the moon had atmosphere and was alive, and it is now destroyed and dead. I know not much of this, I have just of this. D. If there is life, do any ever visit from one planet to the other? S. If the knowledge is beneficial for them to do this, they are allowed to do this. For the most part, if they are dangerous to others, they are not allowed to. What do I say? Dot. Yes, communicate. Jesus and the essence. D. What people would be considered dangerous? S. The people who would destroy themselves would be dangerous to others. Mankind has done this. Man has destroyed himself many times, through different methods. God has almost obliterated every soft hyphen thing that was, because of man's horrorstat he has done. Men kill. Animals do not kill animals except for certain reasons. It is man who will kill enough man for no reason. D. We have always heard the stories that Yahweh destroyed mankind. Do you think it was man's doing? S. Is God so judgmental that he would destroy even the innocent? No. This is something that occurred because of man. Is it not easier to lay the blame about Yahweh than to shoulder it yourself? D. Can you give us an example of one time that mankind destroyed his world? S. It is said that this is why the Kalu wander, because the world was uplifted and changed. There are many methods of using power and forces which I do not understand, but are no less real because of this. They wanted to use the power for their own selfish ends and means. They were people who quest for the self and what was not necessarily good for them, pleasures, different things like this. They destroyed themselves and caused themselves to be destroyed. By using more energy than was wise, by using it in matters that were not good and disturbing the natural balance of nature. I know that there was a void created, and where there is action there must also be something that follows. Therefore when they took and took and took, there must be appalling back. When the earth pulled back its power, there must be some great damage done. And it was this force that caused the destruction. D. Then you think it was a natural thing rather than something they caused to happen? S. Yes, but it was something that they had created. They did do it, because they had been warned. They had been told that this would go on, and therefore they brought it upon themselves. This makes one wonder if this might have something to do with ecology and environmental problems. Creation, catastrophe and the Kalu Noah. The biblical account of Noah and his ark has always been a favorite of mine, and I was curious to see what he would say about it. S. Yes, about the flood that came? It is strong a phobe. This may be why it is a favorite. It is one to show that it shall continue, no matter how dark it looks. It is said that Noah was a great individual, a very good man. And God saw this and was pleased, for he knew that he had kept what was good and right, and all of his sins flood the ways of Yahweh. D. Why would Yahweh cause a great flood? S. Again I believe that it were more a case of continually fighting against the earth. Also, I have heard that this possibly occurred in the time before everything was settled. Or, approximately the same time that there was the explosion of power. This could cause this to happen. If the seas changed, therefore would not the water just tend to go everywhere in many ways, rain, or different things like that? I do not think that all of this was over rain of 40 days and 40 nights. This could not happen. It may have rained for this period of time, but I believe it had something to do with the changing of what land was there, so that the seas would rise in one place and fall in another. I think that during this time that there were other changes as well as the rain that caused their floods. And it is said that Noah took, let me think here, 7 of clean and 2 of unclean. The animals that were taken were 7 of clean and 2 of unclean. If an animal was not, if you were not able to eat this, then there were only the pair taken, so that there might be others later. I asked for an explanation of clean and unclean animals. S. Let me think. It is said that the clean are those of cloven hoof and of the good. For if they have but one and not the other, they are not clean. Such as the swine has the cloven hoof but chews not upon the cud, therefore this is unclean. The oxen, having of both, the bullock may be slain and eaten. The sheep, also having both, may be eaten. But the camel, though it chews cud, does not have the hooves. It has more of pads rather. They are cloven but it is totally different, and therefore they are not eaten. The horse has no hoof that is cloven and therefore is unclean, and the ass, Noah was told to take 7 off Jesus and the essence clean, so that there might be food and the animals that would be eaten could continue on, they would reproduce, so that they would not starve. He had prepared a large. He had difficulty finding the word, ark that he had been given the dimensions of. I do not remember these. The animals had been called, and they came and the choices were made, and they were brought aboard. And everyone laughed, of course, because, I mean, he was building this great boat in the middle of desert. And they say, you're crazy. But he tells them, he says they should be warned because Yahweh has spoken and he shall make his wrath known. And this, of course. They laughed at him for saying fairy tales and things. You see, they could not understand that they were doing this. That this would be occurring because of them. And they did not even want to understand that this would happen if God had decreed it. They chose to ignore this, though they had been warned. Noah took his sons and his wife and the sons' wives and their children. He took all that he could fit that were there. Provision had been made. Grain had been stored in different things like this. It is said that he was out there for approximately 2 turns of the moon. 60 days. No, 58. Here again showing the use of a lunar calendar, there were signs. First dove was sent out and it returned home. Then the second time a crow was sent out and it did not return, and by this they figured that it had found something. And then again the dove was sent and it returned bearing part of a bush, I'm not sure what, and it returned to its mate with this. Therefore they knew that it had found land. And they were able to find this point, 'twas a very high mound, and to come to land. Then they began building of civilization. Their first thing they did was offer thanks to Yahweh that they had been spared, because there was destruction all around. I was wondering why the significant rainbow had not yet been included in the story. D. Was there anything else that happened at that time that was important? S. The children of Ham were cast out because of something. I do not remember, he did something and displeased Noah. Where's my rainbow? I hinted around about Yahweh giving them a sign as a promise that he would never do this again, but Sadi did not have anything like that in his version of the story. Creation, catastrophe and the Kalu finally it just came right out with it. D. I see our stories are a little different. We have the story of the rainbow. When the ark landed Yahweh put the rainbow in the sky and said, this is my promise. I will never do it again. S. This sounds very lovely. But I know not of this. D. You have no story then of where the rainbow came from? S. He laughed, 'twas here. I don't know, I've never questioned. Some say that it is a sign that God is pleased, that Yahweh is smiling. It is very beautiful. I remember about why the flood came about, though. This was part of the time when that man was struck, so that he no longer was able to speak one to one to everyone. This knowledge was lost and it was closed up. And therefore there was great confusion upon the world. They spoke to one as one, to think was for the other to know. And this was lost, this ability, because of doing. They thought, they told each other, if we do this great thing, we can become as great as Yahweh and find the way to be even greater, to have more power. And because of this, it had been lost and the confusion was brought. Yahweh took away this ability and man was struck dumb because he had never had to communicate with others in any other way, and it was a great loss. Then he learned to speak with the mouth with words. Before this, there was no need. This story sounded familiar. Maybe this was where the story of the Tower of Babel came from and what it is supposed to signify. The loss of telepathic powers through misuse. D. Before this ability was lost. Could they communicate with people over long distances? S. Yes, it was as if Th were with you. It was taken away because man was proud and doing many things that he was not. He was subverting the law of nature. And therefore he caused great destruction. And this was lost because of this. It is said that the very earth exploded, as if to spew man off its surface. I wondered if this catastrophe was the same one Sadi had mentioned before that was connected with the wandering of the Kalu. S. I do not know. You see, our knowledge comes down to us in bits and Jesus and essence tatters and pieces and we must piece this together here and say, well, what is this? And so not all threads are whole. And this is what we are trying to do. We are trying to make everything whole and put it together. D. Put all the pieces together and see if you get the whole story. That's why I'm interested. You know, when books are changed from one language to another, many things are added and taken away. S. Sometimes it is intention. D. That's why we're curious, because our books are written differently. S. What do you mean? These books. What are these? Why would it be much different if it is supposed to be as the Torah, which is the work of God? Why would it be different? D. I had to think fast again. Well, you see, in the times that I live in, different languages are spoken. And whenever they change something from one language to another, the words are changed and the meaning is changed. In our, what would you say? Translation? That is taking something from one language and, S, he interrupted me, and putting it in another, yes, yes. Perhaps something has to do with the person who is also writing it? D, could be. You understand because you have other languages in your time, too. S, yes, the people no longer speak of one tongue. This is because of the great harm that man did. D, some people where I come from have mistaken ideas. S, it is said with each telling of tales, the tale grows longer. D, and many mistakes are made with the retelling. There is much to learn, isn't there? S, to stop learning is to die. The Watchers and the Kalusadi had already said that much of their knowledge had been passed down from the mysterious Kalu. But I wondered if it could have also come from other sources. This was a subject Harriet was greatly interested in. With the protectiveness Sadi had about certain aspects of the community, there was a likelihood we would not get any information. But I thought it worth a try. Creation, catastrophe and the Kalu. We were speaking to him as an older man. Harriet, have you and your community ever had contact with beings from another world or another planet? S, yes. This was a surprise, because the question was just a stab in the dark. When the same question had been asked of the child, Sadi, he didn't see how it was possible to come from points of flight. S, it is those off watchers who guard what we do. They are pleased in our efforts to keep the knowledge, to bring about the peace. His answers were evasive. He said they were contacted in different ways. Sometimes it would be in person. His caution came back strongly when I asked if Theva came to the community. I will speak of this no more. It is not a subject of discussion. Any time this would happen, it was useless to pursue the line of questioning. His need to protect would always override Katie's answering my questions. Sometimes the answers could be obtained by using different wording or by going all around the question. But he would never discuss this subject again. At least, not while he was alive. When a subject is in the spirit state, the so-called dead state between lives, I have been able to obtain much information. Most of this will be presented in another book. I will present only what is relevant here. While Katie was in this state after the death of Sadi, I thought it would be a good time to find out more about the Watchers. He was never quite as secretive in that state. I said I wanted to try to find the answers to things that he had not been allowed to discuss because it had not been permitted in his culture. K. There are still many things that cannot be known now. D. That can never be known? K. No, just at present. There is much knowledge being gained, but there are things that must also be protected. D. Yes, I can understand that. But I think there are some things that are important enough to pass on to other people. K. Emphatic, but it is not for you to decide what is important. But if it is permissible, I shall answer. I could understand him being protective while he was alive, Jesus and the essence, because there were things he had sworn to protect. But I did not think I would also encounter a protective attitude on that side. K. There is more danger in the knowledge that all share on this side in the hands of thwarted on yours. D. Have you ever heard the term the Watchers? K. Yes, the Watchers are those from outside, from other worlds, who have been for as long as there is memory here on this earth. They have been studying mankind as a whole and hopefully, they wish us to succeed. They wish us to find the right path. But they are there, perhaps, just in case it is not found. D. Then there is life on other worlds? K. And why not? Have you the conceit to fool the universe at saying that this is God's only point of life? that he created all of heavens and all that is, and decided that on this one minute, insignificant planet, that this was the only place that he wished to make life? This is the greatest conceit that there could be. After he calmed down, I asked him to continue about the watchers. He spoke very deliberately. K. The watchers mean the highest intentions. They wish to hurt no one. I'm not saying that there are not those who are of the same high-mindedness. There are others. But the watchers are our own protection, and more or less, safety valve. If we were to completely destroy ourselves, they would try to avert this, by whatever means that they could. Because, for us to destroy this Earth, would it not have repercussions upon the whole universe? You cannot destroy one body and not have echoes. Forever. D. Do any of the Watchers ever incarnate on any of the planets? K. They have assumed forms that would be considered human, yes. They have done it on our world many times. But it takes a very special individual to be aware of them. One who is very open to influence, of emanations from them. Because the replicas, as it were, are very good. The beings, their forms that they assume are replicas. They are not exactly human. But then there are also those who would take the forms that humans would consider more normal. They would have bodies, yes. They are not to the point that they are just beings of energy. There are those that are. But they are not of the watchers. D. Then they are not born into a body as a baby, as humans are? Creation, catastrophined the Kaluke, there have been spirits of watchers who are born into bodies. But then they are as human as you, with a more high-minded soul perhaps. D. You mentioned beings of energy, are they different? K. Yes, they have passed the need for a physical body. I have read the term light beings in many books. He said this could be another term for them. K. Some of them are souls that never left the side of God at the formation. Some of them are those who have again attained that perfection. Some are from other worlds that are beyond the capability of human understanding. They are so far advanced that they look on us as a human looks on an amoeba. D. Do you think we will ever attain that type of development? K. Sigh, not with the present pathways. D. Do these others also revere Yahweh? K. All revere Yahweh. God is all and all a God. D. Is there any special way that the Watchers help? K. If they influence one person he could possibly influence. Even a country. Then they have done a good. They have done their purpose. In this manner they are helping to keep the peace. Helping to. How do I say that? Dot. Keep the balance, as it were, intact. D. Do they have spirits such as you and I? K. All spirits are the same. D. Do you know which other worlds they come from? K. They come from several groups, but that is not knowledge that I am to be allowed to pass on. He was apparently being censored from that side also. He did, however, admit that they were from within our galaxy, but not from our own solar system. They have been watching the Earth since there were men placed upon it. I asked about any possible life forms in our solar system. K. Yes, there is life here other than ours, but perhaps not always in life forms as you would consider them. Some are spirits. But there are places here that there are the beginnings of life. I tried to take him to around the year 70 AD so he could possibly observe and tell me what happened to Qumran. It was supposedly destroyed in 68 AD and I thought I could find out Jesus and the essence about its fate. But when I took him there, he was in the resting place trying to forget everything. When people have crossed over, they often go to the schools that are there. But if they have had a series of especially difficult lives and they do not desire to go to school at that time, they will go to the resting place for a while. When a person is there, they sound very sleepy and will not communicate. This place was also mentioned in my book, Conversation with a Spirit. The spirit just wants to rest and sleep and not be bothered about anything. I have had people stay there for a few years or a few hundred. It depends on how hectic their last life was or what they are trying to forget. Time does not matter there any more than time matters while they are at the school. But when they are in the resting place, it is useless to ask questions. Thus I tried a different tactic this time because I was curious to find out what happened to Qumran. I took Katie to just before he went to rest. Sometimes when a person has crossed over, they have the ability to see future events if they wish to. Maybe she could look ahead for me.